With Montana News, I'm Jenny McConaughey. Montana's Republican Congress members have signed on to a brief asking the Supreme Court of the United States to consider overruling previous decisions that uphold the constitutional right to have an abortion. Senator Steve Daines and Congressman Greg Gianforte signed on to an amicus brief filed yesterday that calls the landmark Roe v. Wade standard, quote, unworkable, unquote, and asks the court to reconsider it. Daines is running for re-election this year, and Greg Gianforte is running for the Republican nomination for Montana governor. The case before the high court challenges a Louisiana law that requires doctors performing abortions to have a services agreement at a state-authorized hospital within 30 miles of an abortion clinic. It's similar to a Texas law the U.S. Supreme Court deemed unconstitutional in 2016. 39 senators and 168 members of the House, with a vast Republican majority, signed on to the brief. They say they have a special interest in the correct interpretation, application, and enforcement of health and safety standards regarding elective abortions. One of the largest coal-fired power plants in the western U.S. will close two of its four units within days as the Colstrip facility edges towards total shutdown. Talen Energy announced yesterday that Colstrip Units 1 and 2 will close by January 5th, or as soon as they run out of coal. The plant started producing electricity in 1975 and employs about 300 people, but has become increasingly uneconomical amid competition for renewable energy and cheap natural gas. A company spokesperson says Talen wants to avoid layoffs and that for now, employees will turn to decommissioning work. Kalispell Regional Healthcare is facing a second lawsuit over its handling of a data breach last year of up to 130,000 patients' medical and financial information. Court documents allege the hospital was negligent in its IT practices and put patients at risk by not immediately alerting them about the breach. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports.
Kalispell Regional Healthcare announced back in October that hackers accessed some patients' private information as early as May of 2019. KRH says it didn't discover the breach until August, and officials took about 2 months to determine which patients were impacted. The latest lawsuit over the breach was filed in U.S. District Court in Missoula on December 24th. It argues the healthcare provider maintained its computer systems in a, quote, reckless manner. It also alleges that KRH failed to properly maintain systems containing patient data and could have discovered the breach much sooner. Like another lawsuit filed in November, plaintiffs say KRH should have immediately alerted all patients as soon as the cyber attack was discovered. By delaying, the lawsuits say it put patients at increased financial risk. One of the plaintiffs in the latest lawsuit says she received fraudulent charges on financial accounts as a result of the breach. Both cases could be certified as class action lawsuits and are seeking compensation for affected patients. KRH declined to provide a new comment on the latest lawsuit, and the Missoula-based law firm representing the two plaintiffs did not return a call for comment in time for this story. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
A Billings man arrested on suspicion of killing his wife before staging a car wreck has been found dead in his jail cell. Officials say it appears 70-year-old Daniel Shine killed himself last Friday before being found unresponsive in his cell Monday. Shine was arrested last week on suspicion of deliberate homicide. The public comment period closes Monday on proposals to address crowding and conflicts on the iconic Madison River in southwest Montana. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
World-renowned as a fly fishing destination and the economic driver of Ennis, the Madison River that flows from Yellowstone National Park and into the Missouri River near Three Forks has seen a drastic increase in anglers and recreational floaters. Fishing on the upper river between Quake Lake and Ennis Lake has more than tripled in the past 20 years, according to officials with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. And around 40% of commercial and non-commercial anglers in 2016 felt there was an unacceptable level of crowding at boat ramps and on the river. Currently, there are no limits or caps on the number of outfitters on the river or the number of trips they take, provided they have a permit. But that could change as the Fish and Wildlife Commission wraps up its scoping process. FWP's online survey, which closes Monday, allows the public to rate management proposals. Some of them include capping the total number of outfitters, restricting boat launches to certain times of the day, and limiting the number of non-commercial anglers from out of state. No management is also an option. Once the scoping process is complete, FWP will consider the survey results and draft a proposed rule, which is slated to go before the Commission in February. The Commission will then choose whether or not to put the proposed rule out for public comment. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
One of the largest religious denominations in the U.S. announced plans today to split over the long-simmering disagreement surrounding LGBTQ inclusion. YPR News' Kay Erickson reports.
The disagreement over same-sex marriage and ordination of LGBTQ clergy has been brewing within the United Methodist Church for years. The plan announced by church leaders on Friday would allow so-called traditionalist Methodists, those who oppose same-sex marriage and ordination of LGBTQ clergy, to spin off from the denomination. The denomination that remains would restructure its policies under the Book of Discipline to include LGBTQ. Reverend Karen Oliveto is bishop of the Mountain Sky Conference of the Church, which covers Montana and Wyoming.
The protocol that's been developed is an agreement across our theological divisions, and it needs to be accepted by the delegates of General Conference. But what's huge about this is it's the first time there's been such unanimity across the various groups within the denomination.
The plan is not final until it's voted on in May at the denomination's worldwide conference. Churches that oppose same-sex marriage and gay clergy will vote to leave the denomination. Those wishing to remain will not have to vote. Oliveto says she thinks most of the churches in the Mountain Sky Conference will remain in the United Methodist Church.
What's been a strength in our denomination has been our theological diversity. So my hope is that even our more conservative churches wouldn't want to leave, because I think we can find unity in the midst of our diversity.
The separation plan will be voted on at the General Conference of the United Methodist Church, May 5th through the 15th in Minneapolis. I'm Kay Erickson for Yellowstone Public Radio News.